Hello and welcome to Rebound, where today's six contestants will need razor-sharp knowledge and steely strong nerve as they battle it out for the chance to win thousands of pounds. They'll be hoping to beat each other, but they'll also have to beat this, the Rebound Bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see you stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, my name's Hayley. I'm a vet assistant and I live in sunny Devon.
Hi, my name is Dara. I'm a scientist and I'm from Dublin.
Hello, I'm Joan. I'm retired and I'm from Hertfordshire.
Hi, I'm Jenny, an English teacher from Birmingham.
Hi, I'm John. I'm in the police service and I'm from Croydon.
Hello, I'm Seamus, a window cleaner from Essex.
Welcome, all of you, and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's fast cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. And they'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these royal family members is the eldest? Get ready for the rebound. Peter Phillips, Princess Eugenie, James Viscount Seven, or Prince William? We're looking for the eldest out of those four. You all took quite a long time to lock in. Remember, the longer you take to lock in, the less money you'll earn. Let's see what you chose. Joan, you went for Prince William. Why is that?
Sorry, did it not say Prince Andrew?
No, you've actually gone for Prince William.
Oh, dear. Sorry, misread it. My fault.
OK. So you went for Prince William and you're not that happy with that answer. No. So, Seamus, you went for Peter Phillips.
Well, I just remember Princess Anne got married in the 70s, so I'm hoping they had a child soon afterwards.
I am liking your logic. Let's check out the correct answer. It is Peter Phillips. He's 37 years old. And that means you got it right, Seamus, Jenny and Hayley. But let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. Well done to Jenny. You banked yourself £679. You're in the lead after the first round of fast cash. Yeah. Next question. Start the bar. In a game of Scrabble, which of these letters is worth the most? Here comes the rebound. P, L, K or V? We're looking for the letter that is worth the most out of those four. You've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. A lot of agreement there with K. Apart from you, John.
Yeah.
V.
I know it's five, I think.
What's a K then?
Jenny, why are you choosing K?
I just thought K would be a more unusual letter to use in your words, so I thought it might be worth more.
Well, let's see if you're right. The correct answer is... It is K. K is worth 5 points, John. V is worth 4. So let's see how quick you were and how much cash you banked. Well done to Dara, £677. You were the quickest out of the five there. John, you didn't get any money in that round. Next question, this is your chance to get some money. Start the bar. Which of these football clubs has won the most FA Cups? Here comes that rebound. Liverpool, Manchester United, Arsenal or Chelsea? They've all won the FA Cup, but who's won it the most? OK, you've locked in. Seamus, I know you're a Chelsea fan. I wonder if you were biased there. Let's have a look what you locked in. Seamus, you actually went for Arsenal.
I know they won it this year, and I think it was the record, but I'm not too confident now.
OK, Hayley, you went for Manchester United?
Yeah, cos I fancy David Beckham, so he used to play, and there's a lot of nice legs running around Manchester.
Let's have a look what the correct answer is. Ooh. It's Arsenal, so well done to Joan and Seamus. The Chelsea fan gets the Arsenal question right. How fast were you both, and how much cash did you bank? Wow. Seamus, £729. You were really quick. Yeah. That's the end of fast cash, so it's a really good time to have a look at the leaderboard and see how you're all getting on. John, you haven't picked up any money yet.
Oh, it's a ploy.
Lulling them into a false sense of security, are you? Don't worry, there are plenty of chances to win cash. You can steal their cash a bit later on. Hayley, you're in third place. And well done to Jenny, you're in second place. But Seamus, you're out in front with £1,745. You're in the lead as we head into our next round. Get set for battle. It's time to go head-to-head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against another, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right, and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly, and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Seamus, you earn the most with £1,745, so you get to play first. Come and join me. Now, Seamus, you're a Chelsea fan.
I am.
I support Tottenham.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
We could have a problem here.
I won't mention the cup final earlier on this season.
Yeah, I was there. It was difficult. Okay, Seamus, you get to choose your opponent in our first head-to-head. But we're going to give you a little bit of help. We're going to show you the leaderboard, because remember, you get to steal the person's money if you beat them.
Yeah.
Who are you going to go for? There's Jenny, Hayley, Joan, Dara or John. John hasn't got any money.
They all look pretty good.
They're all grinning away. John looks a bit mean there, doesn't he?
He does, but he didn't get anything right there.
Could be a ploy, mate.
It could be, yeah. I'm going to play tactical and try and get through. I'm going to go for John.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
John, what do you say to that?
You're going down, boy.
We'll see.
You're
we'll
going down.
A bit like Palace.
Oh, that's harsh.
Hey, this is rebound, not football.
No,
but it's going to be a really good contest.
Yep.
Seamus and John, step up to the bar. Now, Seamus, you have the advantage as we start, because you won the most in fast cash. You get to choose the first category. What will it be? Units of currency or capital cities?
I think I'm going to go for capital cities on this one.
OK.
Yep.
Travel the world a bit?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. John, you happy with that?
I used to work for British Airways. Bye.
You could be history in this one, Seamus.
I could be, yeah.
Hey, up will flash a country. You just have to tell me what the capital city is. You each have three lives. Lose those lives and you're going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, John, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first country. Start the bar.
Paris.
Munich.
Berlin.
Oh, Seamus. I was going to say Berlin.
So you're a lot better than that.
Oh, dear.
You're so well in fast cash.
I know, I know. Yeah, I was thinking, is it Munich or is it Berlin?
Well, you've lost a life. Three lives for you, John. Two lives for you, Seamus. And it means, John, you're in control of things. You get to choose the next category. What are you going to go for? Famous Davids or famous Sarahs?
Oh, it's going to have to be famous Davids, I think.
Why is that?
Because I only know about two Sarahs. I don't mean personally, I mean famous ones.
You're about to see a list of famous people who have the first name David. All you have to do is give me their surnames. This time the bar will be heading to you first, Seamus.
Okay.
Here's your first David. Start the bar.
Beckham.
Bowie.
Attenborough.
Hasselhoff.
Williams.
Jason.
Think of his name.
David Frost.
Frost, yeah.
Out of time. Seamus, this isn't working out for you,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not going to plan.
Full sense of security, mate. I did warn you, but you wouldn't have it.
And you did.
Well, you've got three lives. Seamus, you're down to one life now.
Okay.
OK? It's serious. It's critical.
Yep.
You're going home if you lose it.
OK.
John, you're in control?
Yep.
Tell me what the next category will be. Colours, weights and measures.
No chance it's going to be weights and measures, so I'm going to go for colours.
OK. Colours, your thing?
I probably would have gone for colours as well, but I'm not too sure.
You're about to see some anagrams of colours. All you need to do is solve them. John, you have three lives. Seamus, you have one life. The bar will be heading to you, Seamus. Here's your first colour. Start the bar.
Red.
Blue.
Yellow.
Green.
White.
Pink.
Grey.
Brown.
Indigo.
Poo. Sorry.
It was violet.
I said olive and it's flipping written there. What a wally.
Well, we thought you were doing really well, but you've lost a life. You're down to two lives. Seamus, you're back in the game. How does that feel?
If I can win this one, I think the pressure's on John.
So, Seamus, you won that category, so you're in control of the game. What's our next category going to be? Olympic sports or sci-fi and fantasy books?
I don't know. I think John might be good on Olympic sports. Do I take a gamble, go for sci-fi? I'm going to go for sci-fi and fantasy books.
Is that a strong point for you?
It's OK.
So, is Seamus right, John? Would you have been good on Olympic sports?
No.
Not my day-to-day,
is it? Isn't it?
Well, then I'm just as bad on this, so don't worry, mate.
There we are, you're safe. You're about to see the titles of acclaimed sci-fi and fantasy books. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. John, the bowl will be heading to you. Here's your first sci-fi book. Start the bar.
Park.
Which?
Games.
19.
Odyssey.
World.
Day.
No idea.
It's sheep, Seamus. And that means you've lost your last life.
Yep.
You're going home.
Yeah.
You won the most in fast cash.
I know.
But that's all gone now.
Tried to play tactical, but it didn't work out, did it?
You're thinking a bit too cleverly, weren't you?
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, John steals all your money. Remember, he had nothing.
Yeah.
And you had £1,745.
I know.
Well, you now have nothing and you're going home. And John has £1,745. Congratulations, John. We'll see you in the next round. Seamus, you've been beaten by the bar. Jenny, with £1,326, you'll be playing next. Come and join me. Well, Jenny, you really like adventure, don't you?
I do.
I know you've run a marathon, you've done a skydive, you've done a mud run, and now you've done rebound. You've done the big four.
I like to think so.
Now, you get to choose your next opponent. We're going to show you the leaderboard, so have a good look. You can steal any one of those person's cash, Hayley, Joan or Dara. Dara's got £677, but the others have got a good amount of cash there. But don't tell me now. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, John won our first head-to-head, but who'll join him in the next round? Right, Jenny, you've had time to think about who you're going to pick. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to pick Hayley.
Okay, why is that?
Well, Seamus tried to pick tactically and it didn't work out for him, so I'm just going to go for the next biggest amount of money.
Could be a real challenge for you.
It could be. They all could be, though.
Hayley and Jenny, step up to the bar. Well, you know how this works. Jenny, you're in control of the game to start with, as you won the most in fast cash out of the two of you. So you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? Charles Dickens or TV chefs?
I'm going to go for Charles Dickens. I'm an English teacher, so if I get some wrong here, it's not going to be great.
Your pupils will be laughing at you if you get this wrong. No. Hayley, would you have chosen that?
Absolutely not. Okay. This could be interesting.
But could be very interesting.
I'm watching you.
OK, you're about to see the titles of some Charles Dickens books. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. You each have three lives. If you lose those lives, you are going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Hayley, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first Charles Dickens novel. Start the bar.
Christmas.
Oliver.
Great.
Cities.
David.
Paperwick.
Oh, it's Pickwick, yes, not Paperwick. And that is a little bit embarrassing, Jenny.
It is, it's awful.
You're an English teacher.
I know. My career's over.
You need to fight back. You're down to two lives now. Hayley, well done.
Yes.
Three lives.
Yes.
Still intact and in control of the game. What's our next category going to be? Human body or country outlines?
Well, as I've got such a gorgeous frame, I think I'll go for the human body.
Very good, Hayley. I like the reason. Up will flash an image of a human organ. All you need to do is name it.
Oh.
This time, Jenny, the bar will be heading to you.
OK.
Here's your first organ. Start the bar.
Heart.
The brain.
Lungs.
Stomach.
Kidneys.
Liver.
Throat. It's not an organ, is it?
It's the larynx.
The larynx.
Same sort of area.
Yeah, I didn't know
But
that.
The organ is the
That's
larynx.
Right, yeah.
OK. So, you let down with the English. Now you let down with the biology.
Yeah, thanks.
You're down to one life. You lose it, you're going home. Well played, Hayley.
Thank you.
You're on fire here.
Well, hoping. I'm grooving.
What's your next category? Fruits or gems?
Again, because I'm so healthy and fit, I'm going to go for fruits.
I love your reason, Hayley. You're about to see some fruit anagrams. All I need you to do is solve them. At the bar, we'll head to you first, Jenny. Here's your first fruit. Start the bar.
Apple.
Pear.
Banana.
Peach.
Plum.
Grape.
Strawberry.
Oh, my goodness. Cherry.
It's a cherry, and you're down to two lives. So it's game on. Well done, Jenny.
Starting to feel a bit better now.
OK, you are on one life still, but you're in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. What will it be? Famous composers or Wimbledon champions?
I'm going to go for famous composers.
Are you musical?
I can play the piano, but I haven't played it in quite a while. But I haven't got a clue about Wimbledon, so...
Would you have preferred Wimbledon, Hayley?
Well, grade 7 piano.
Ooh.
Stick that, missus.
I've got grade 7 too, with merits.
So the battle of the grade 7ers.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to come out on top?
Bring it on, bring it on.
You're about to see the names of some famous composers. Each name has a word missing. Just fill in the blanks. And the next round, we'll bring in two pianos, get you to have a playoff. But for this round, that's all you have to do. The bar will be heading to you first this time, Hayley. Here's your first composer. Start the bar.
Weber.
Mozart.
John.
Beethoven.
Somebody.
George
Gershwin.
Gershwin.
George, of course.
Gershwin, yes.
Georgie. Yes.
Georgie to his friends.
Yeah, he lives next door to Chip Shop, doesn't he? Yeah. Know him well.
And what I love about it, not that I like you losing lives, but when the bar gets closer and closer, you still get higher.
I know.
It's great. But what's not great for you is you're down to one life,
I know.
We really have a game on our hands again. One life each. Whoever loses this is going home.
Okay.
Jenny, you're back in control. You feeling a bit better?
Yeah, it's all to play for now.
Okay, it is. And you choose the category. What's it going to be? Theatre. Or The X Factor?
The X Factor.
You're a big fan, are you?
I love it.
How does that sound to you, Hayley?
I'm just going to do this, OK? And
you don't watch
The
X Factor, then, I take
well,
it?
I do watch it, yes.
OK, we'll see how you get on. You're about to see some images of X Factor contestants. Just tell me the full name of each act.
Oh.
One life each. Lose this one, you're going home. Think of all that cash you banked in Fast Cash. It'll all whittle away to the person who wins. OK? So we don't want to lose this. Hayley, the bar's heading to you. Here's your first X Factor contestant. Start the bar.
Leona Lewis.
Ollie Mears.
Well, the two guys from Ireland, and I don't know the names.
Jedward.
Oh, Jedward. My goodness me. Bye!
Yeah, that is a bye, I'm afraid. Jedward has put pay to your chances. You're going home, Hayley. But just before you go, we're going to do something really mean. And we're going to take all your money and we're going to give it to Jenny. So you had £1,284. That all goes across to Jenny. You now have, Jenny, £2,610.
Thanks,
that's a good amount of money. There's a thanks going across. There's a wave going here. We'll see you in the next round, Jenny. Hayley, I'm afraid you've been beaten by the bar. So, Joan and Dara, that leaves you to battle it out for the last spot. Step up to the bar. Daro, you've got a PhD, haven't you?
Yes.
Dr. Daro, then.
I prefer not to, just in case I don't get many questions right.
And it's in biology, isn't it? So you could do with biology questions. And Joan, you're a grandmother. You've got 6 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild. That sounds like a lot of work. Surely this will be easy after that.
Yeah, I think it will be, yeah.
Well, as you won £1,009, you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be, Joan? Children's TV or footwear?
Ooh.
Like your shoes?
I do, yeah. We'll go for footwear.
You've got a nice pair on there.
Oh, thank you.
Nice and shiny. Dari, would you have gone for footwear?
Going against a woman in the topic of footwear is never a good idea.
I will flash images of different types of footwear. I want you to tell me the specific name for each. You each have 3 lives. Lose those lives and I'm afraid you are going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Dr. Daro, the bar will be heading to you first.
Okay.
Here's your first piece of footwear. Start the bar.
Flip-flops.
Wellingtons.
Ballerina shoes.
Football boots.
Slippers.
Clogs.
Cowboy boots.
Platforms.
Just out of time. It is platforms, you got it right. Do you wear platforms in your day?
No. Bit too old for that.
Bit clunky, aren't they? You're not a platform man, are you, Dara?
I don't need them, I'm too tall anyway.
He is, isn't he?
Well, you're head and shoulders above Joan at the moment because you're in control of the game. Joan, you're down to 2 lives now. Dara, you've got 3. And you get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? American English or advertising slogans?
I think I'll go for advertising slogans.
OK. Advertising slogans it is. Reason for choosing it?
I think I'm a bit of an advertiser's dream. I remember a lot of, well, I hope I remember a lot of advertising slogans, so hopefully this will go well.
Dara, we're going to see about that. Up will flash famous slogans. All you have to do is tell me which brand it refers to. This time, Joan, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first slogan. Start the bar.
Yeah. Boing. Oh, dear.
It's Tesco.
Of course it is.
Every little helps. Not Boing. Oh. Although that could be an interesting shop.
Yes.
No? And I'm afraid you've lost another life, Joan. Well, it was easy for you, Dara.
It's the best round I've ever had, yeah.
You're on 3 lives. You were brilliant. Tell me which category we are going to be seeing next. Rom-com movies or Motown artists?
With no doubt, Motown artists.
Why is that?
I hate rom-coms. I have a half a chance with Motown, even though it's a bit before my time.
Joan,
suits me.
It suits you, does it?
Yeah.
You like your Motown?
I do.
You're about to see the names of some Motown artists. Each name has a word missing. Just fill in the blanks. Joan, you have 1 life. Dara, you've still got 3 lives. Joan, once again, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first Motown artist. Start the bar.
Stevie.
Jackson.
Ross.
Richie.
Robinson.
Marvin.
4.
Men.
Bandellas.
Brothers.
Mary.
What the...
Rick James.
Gotcha.
Oh. But that was a great rally, guys.
It just came at me and my mind went blank.
But Joan has got you. You've been caught out by Joan, and Joan is now in control of the game. You're down to 2 lives, Dara. Still got 1 life.
I know.
Lose that, you're going home, but you're in the game. And you get to choose the next category. UK landmarks or Commonwealth flags?
I guess I better take UK landmarks, please.
Why is that?
I think I'd be more au fait with those than the Commonwealth.
Is that something you would have chosen, Dara?
Absolutely not. I'm not from the UK.
No, he isn't, is he? I was sorry, Dara. I wasn't thinking of that.
You don't have to apologise. You're about to see some images of famous UK landmarks. Just tell me what they are. Dara, 2 lives for you. Joan, 1 life. You lose it, you're going home. Dara, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first landmark. Start the bar.
Stonehenge.
Buckingham Palace.
Blackpool Tower.
The London Eye.
Cliffs of Dover.
The Angel of the North.
St. Paul's.
Giant's Causeway.
Tower Bridge.
Out of time, Edinburgh Castle. That's a tricky one.
Oh, yeah.
But it means you're out. You've lost your final life, Joan.
Okay.
To make things worse, you lose all your cash. Dara, Dr. Dara, you steal it all.
You get it
Joan,
all.
Joan, you had £1,009. Now Dara steals all of that, which means he now has £1,686. Well done, Dara.
Thank you.
We're going to see you in the next round. Joan, you've been beaten by the bar. So, three players remain, John, Jenny and Dara. Who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Dara, Jenny and John have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it into the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. In the children's nursery rhyme, which of these did the old lady swallow last? Here's the rebound. Dog, spider, bird or cat? Which of those did the old lady swallow last? You all locked in pretty quickly, which is the right idea, because the quicker you are, the more cash you stand to earn. What did you lock in, though? You've all gone for the dog. Jenny, did you run through the nursery rhyme?
Yeah. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly, and then I think the animals get bigger and bigger and bigger, so the dog was the biggest out of those.
Let's see if you're right. You are. You're all right. So you all banked some cash, but let's see how fast you were and how much you got. Well done, Dara. £676 for you, but you all banked a good amount of cash in that round. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these planets has the most moons? The bar is just about to rebound. Uranus, Saturn, Mars or Earth? All planets in the solar system, and we're looking for the one with the most moons. You've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. All in agreement again. Working as a team. Dara, you've gone for Saturn.
Yeah. I had to study some astrophysics as part of my undergrad, so this is one that I'm pretty sure about this one.
OK, let's see if you're right. It is Saturn. Saturn has 62 moons. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. Well done, John, £793. I remember you doing pretty badly in the first fast cash.
It was a ploy. That's a lot of old rubbish, but it sounds good.
Let's see how you do in the next one. Start the bar. In snooker, which of these colour balls is worth the least? Here's the rebound. Green, yellow, blue or brown? All snooker ball colours, but which one is worth the least? You've locked in. Let's see what you chose. Wow, all in agreement again. What is it with you three? So, John, you went for yellow?
Yep.
Snooker?
I just remember the song. How sad is that? Snooker loopy. Yellow, green, brown, blue, pink and black. There you go.
John. You got it. It came. Thank you, Chaz and Dave. And it got you the money there. But let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. John, £844. You're on fire in this fast cash.
I'm a happy boy. Oh, yes.
OK, next question. Start the bar. Which of these classic novels was published first? Here comes that rebound. Frankenstein, Dracula, Wuthering Heights or Rebecca? We're looking for the novel that was published first out of those four. You all locked in pretty quickly, so I reckon if you got it right, you're going to get a lot of money. Let's see what you chose. So, Jenny, you went for Wuthering Heights.
I did.
John, you also went for Wuthering Heights.
For some reason, I just thought Wuthering Heights because I like Kate Bush. That's a terrible reason.
That's a really bad reason. Let's hope it's right for you. Dara, Dracula.
Well, I didn't know either, but it was written in Dublin, so I just went for that.
It must be the one. Let's see what the correct answer is. It's Frankenstein, I'm afraid. So you all got it wrong, and you miss out on the chance to bank some cash. Let's see if you can do it in our final question in this fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these musical instruments has the most strings? Here comes that rebound. Ukulele, balalaika, mandolin or Spanish guitar. All instruments, we're looking for the one that has the most strings. A nod and a shake, John. Not happy with your answer there. Let's see what you locked in. Dara, mandolin, why?
I'm actually starting to doubt myself now. I think it might be Spanish guitar, but I thought mandolin had 7 strings, and I think Spanish one might have, like, 10 or something. I'm really not sure. It was a bit of a guess.
Do you play any of those instruments?
No, my wife plays instruments. Oh. I have no musical ability whatsoever.
Does she play any of those instruments?
No, she plays a cello.
OK, well, I know that's got 4 strings.
Yeah.
Let's see what the correct answer is. Oh. It's the mandolin. Well done, Dara. You're the only one to get it right. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. £674. The mandolin has 8 to 12 strings, so even the smallest mandolins beat the other instruments. That's the end of Fast Cash, though. So let's see how you've done. Let's have a look at the leaderboard. John, you're in 3rd place. Dara in 2nd place. But Jenny, well done.
Thanks.
You've banked £4,579. You're in the lead as we head into the next round. But remember, only one of them can make it into the rebound final, and we're about to find out who. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Dara, Jenny and John each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar will move 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Set the bars. John, because you banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you. Here. Dara, you're in 2nd place, so your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. And Jenny, you banked the most amount of cash, so you have the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Utrecht, Bruges or Paris? Start the bars. You all took quite a while locking in. Remember, the longer you take, the more time you lose on the runway. When that bar gets to you, you're out of the game. So you need to be the last player standing. We were looking for which city hosted the Grand Départ of the 2015 Tour de France. Here's what you locked in. Dara, you're on your own there at Bruges.
I'm not really sure about this. I think I always thought that it ended in Paris, but maybe I'm way off with that.
OK. The others went for Paris. Does it start in Paris and end in Paris?
No.
No, and I know it ends in Paris, so...
Yeah, I did
it could start in Paris, couldn't it?
Possibly, yeah.
Let's see if it does. No, it doesn't start in Paris. It started in Utrecht, which meant you all got it wrong. And that means trouble for all 3 of you. It means we're going to have to move your bars. John, with 1 question, you're halfway down the runway.
I know.
Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Blue and red, blue and white, red and white. Start the bars. John, sounds like you pressed the wrong one. Yep. And you lost loads of time. This is a disaster.
It is a nightmare.
Now, we were looking for which colours are seen on the flag of Monaco. This is what you locked in. John, you locked in blue and white. Why are you unhappy with that?
Because I think it's red and white, and I just pressed the wrong button.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is red and white, so well done, Dara. You're safe for the time being. Jenny and John, though, this is going to be painful. Move the bars. John.
I know.
We need to talk, don't we?
We do. I need a slap, not a talk.
Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? David Hockney, Jackson Pollock or Damien Hirst? Start the bars. That's better, John. You locked in quickly. Well, let's hope you got it right. Let's see what you locked in. OK, John. Jackson Pollock?
I'm sure that's the right answer, but I'm panicking so much now. I don't know.
Are you feeling the pressure of that bar?
Oh, you don't know how much.
It's crept up on you, hasn't it?
It has.
We were looking for the artist whose famous works include A Bigger Splash. Here's the correct answer.
Oh,
David Hockney.
No.
Which means, Jenny, you got it right. Big grin back on your face.
Yeah, feeling better.
You're safe for the time being. Dara and John, though, move the bars.
Oh, oh, John. I don't feel well.
Let's have a quick look at this. Now, I'm just trying to work out what 3 seconds is. I think another wrong answer, you're out of the game.
Stop it.
Got to be quick.
Yes.
Got to get it right, or you're going home. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Devon, Oxfordshire, or Yorkshire? Start the bars. John, you're out of the game, you're out of time.
What?
You've been beaten by the bar. So John's gone. It's now down to you, Jenny and Dara. One of you will make the final. Let's see what you locked in. Dara, you went for Devon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I live in Oxfordshire and I don't remember seeing Castle Howard around anywhere. But I really can't know which of the other two, so it's a bit of a guess between those two.
Well, you can't both be right. Jenny, you went for Yorkshire.
I did.
There's a lot riding on this. Mm. If you get it wrong, Dara, you're going to slip further behind. But Jenny, you get it wrong and you're sucked back into a battle. The correct answer is coming up right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Dara and Jenny are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for which county is home to Castle Howard. Jenny, you went for Yorkshire. Dara, you went for Devon. The correct answer is... it's Yorkshire. Well done, Jenny. You're safe for the time being.
I am.
Dara, this is a bit of a hammer blow for you, isn't it? We're going to have to do this, though. Move the bar. Let's take stock here, because, Dara, you're going to have to up your game, or Jenny's going to take that place in the final, isn't she?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I need to get every question right from now on.
Are you feeling pressure?
Quite a bit, yeah. There's not very much room left.
Let's move on to the next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Giant panda, giant anteater, or giant tortoise? Start the bars. You've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. We were looking for which animal has a sticky 2-foot tongue to lick up its food. And, Jenny, you went for a giant panda.
I know, I'm so annoyed I pressed the wrong button. I wanted anteater, I know.
Well, the doctor in biology, Dara, says a giant anteater.
Yes.
You confident?
I'm pretty sure it's not a panda.
Yeah.
Let's see what the correct answer is. Yeah, it is a giant anteater. OK, Jenny, I'm afraid...
Yeah.
..we're going to have to move your bar. We're getting down to the business end of things now. Jenny, you've still got a bit of breathing space. Dara, you're going to have to be quick and correct. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Ian Poulter, Mark Selby or James Ward? Start the bars. We were looking for who is a world-class golf player. This is what you locked in. You both locked in Mark Selby. Do you play golf, Dara?
No, I don't watch it either. So I had very little to go on there. I just picked the middle one, I'm afraid.
OK. Let's see what the correct answer is. It's Ian Poulter, of course, which means you're both in trouble. But, Dara, this means a lot to you. Take a deep breath. Move the bars. Dara, you're out of time, you're out of the game, you're going home, you've been beaten by the bar. Which means, congratulations, Jenny, you're in our rebound final.
Thank you.
You've also stolen Dara and John's money, which means you'll be playing for a prize of... £13,109.
Oh,
that's a huge amount of money.
It is, it's so much money.
How would you spend it?
I couldn't even imagine winning that much money. So in my head, I got if I won, I'd take my family, my two little boys and my husband on our first holiday abroad to see some friends get married. I mean, we could do it in style with that.
And where would you go?
To Greece. They're getting married in Skiathos.
Are you surprised to have made it through to the final?
I am, especially after those mistakes I made earlier on.
Well, the best of luck to you. Let's find out if Jenny can beat the bar. Now, Jenny, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Jenny needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches her. With every correct answer, Jenny moves one step closer to victory and that £13,109. But the bar is determined to hunt her down. If it reaches her at any time, it's game over. And she goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Jenny?
Yeah.
Let's reveal today's categories. Music, sport, planet Earth, television, world affairs, or science and nature? Now, Jenny, you have to play three categories to move along the runway. You'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. So, Jenny, which one do you want to go for?
I'm going to start with planet Earth. I just don't know. There's a couple that I think I might be OK on. We'll see.
You sound a bit jittery.
Yeah, I'm nervous. It's a lot of money.
15 correct answers.
Yeah.
The bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Good luck. Which ocean's name means peaceful?
Pacific.
A vehicle bearing the international code GBM comes from which island?
Pass.
What is the capital of the US state of Texas?
Houston.
In which country would you find the Great Sphinx of Giza?
Egypt.
Who designed the London building known as the Gherkin?
Pass.
What is the world's largest landlocked country?
Russia.
In which capital city is the Temple Bar district?
Dublin.
Montego Bay is located on which Caribbean island?
Jamaica.
Mont Blanc is the highest mountain in which range?
The Alps.
The names of which... Well done, Jenny.
That bar moves so quickly.
The Isle of Man was the international code GBM. Austin.
Austin.
Was the capital city of Texas. Sir Norman Foster was the man who designed the Gherkin. And Kazakhstan is landlocked. Russia's not landlocked, is it?
Oh, landlocked,
so
sorry.
Kazakhstan is the largest landlocked country. Take a step forward, though, because you've done that category. You've done the five, but look where the bar is.
I know.
You know what it's going to do? It's going to go down there, it's going to bounce back. And when it bounces back, it all goes red. It sort of builds the pressure. How are you feeling?
I don't need any more pressure.
Let's have a look at your next category. Music, sport, television, science and nature, or world affairs? What's it going to be, Jenny?
Television.
No hesitation there?
Well, I'm definitely not doing sport or world affairs, so... process of elimination, I'm going to go for television next.
Jenny, good luck. Who co-stars alongside Ian McKellen in the ITV sitcom Vicious?
Pass.
Which comedian and TV star was born Christopher Collins in 1957?
Pass.
The detective drama Scott and Bailey is set in which city?
London.
Which TOWIE cast member quit I'm a Celebrity after just 2 days
Gemma
in the jungle?
Collins.
Which animated comedy duo live at 62 West Wallaby Street?
Pass.
What is the title of the Breaking Bad spin-off series?
Pass.
Who plays Ellie Miller in ITV's drama series Broadchurch?
Pass.
In 2014, the final of which cookery competition was
Pass.
Seen by 13.3 million viewers? What is the first name of Anna Paquin's character
Pass.
In vampire series True Blood? Which drama series set on the edge of the Arctic Circle stars Richard Dormer?
Pass.
Oh, Jenny.
I don't watch enough TV.
Jenny.
Gutted.
You wish you did.
I know. I didn't know any. I thought there might be some more X Factor.
Oh, there will. There was one of the sort of programmes that you're watching. I'm a Celebrity. You got that right.
Yeah.
But you got so many wrong.
I did.
It was like dominoes.
I hadn't seen any of those. None. I should have gone
Derek
with the
Jacobi
more educational
was the person who stars alongside Ian McKellen in Vicious. Frank Skinner was born Christopher Collins. Manchester is where Scott and Bailey is set. Wallace and Gromit? Have you seen
no,
Wallace and Gromit?
I haven't seen any of those.
That's the duo who live at 62 West Wallaby Street. Better Call Saul. You've not seen Breaking Bad?
No.
Better Call Saul is the spin-off. Olivia Colman. She won BAFTA for it and the drama series Broadchurch, the Great British Bake Off.
I know,
you said
I thought
Master Chef,
after
didn't
as well.
You? But... Yeah, Suki was the character in True Blood and Fortitude was set on the Arctic Circle. You've got so many wrong there.
Yeah.
And it did feel like a game of dominoes. You
yeah.
got one wrong and then you kept getting another wrong.
I just didn't know them.
Jenny, you've been great.
Thank you.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
I've enjoyed myself. I've had a lovely day and to be honest, I'm really pleased that I got this far.
Well, well done, and unlucky that you didn't win that prize money. That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when another six contestants battle to beat the bar. See you then. Goodbye.